Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hello, yes, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, I'm sorry. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey today, sir, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media, like outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Okay, thank you.
None, actually.
Thank you. Well, also, by the way, are you 21 older or registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Are you chances 50-50, or you probably vote? Or you will probably
I most likely will.
Definitely vote. That's what you mean?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. See, just be sure we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. And what is your age?
30.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. See, think about the directions the country is heading in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied? In the direction in which the country is heading?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
Oh, thinking
what was
about
the question?
Thinking about the directions the country is heading in, generally speaking, right, are you very satisfied right now with the directions the country is heading in? Dissatisfied, very dissatisfied, or just satisfied about it?
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to answer at the moment. I'm not too involved in that area.
Oh, sure.
I just haven't been caught up in my politics lately.
No, it's okay, sir. See, now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want that the President and Congress must focus on for each. And I want to rate for you to rate from a scale from 0 to 10. How important an issue is for you for having to focus on. Use 10 for the most important, 5 for somewhat important, and 0 is if it isn't important at all. And you can use a number from 0 to 10, right? What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
How would you put it?
I'd give it a good solid 8.
8. Thank you. And making housing more affordable?
That's another one. I'd give an 8 too.
An 8 to that one. Thank you. What about addressing immigration and border issues?
Border issues, race. Gosh, that's a tough one. Let's see. Honestly. I mean, it's hard to say. Like I said, I'm not that informed, so I'd probably give that one a 6.
A 6 to that one. Okay, thank you for that. And what about protection, abortion, and reproductive rights?
I'd give that one a 6 as well.
A 6. Thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
That's a good one. I'd say an 8.
An 8 to that one. Thank you. And reduction crime and gun violence?
Ooh, another 8 on that one.
8 on that one. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. See, do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the Hispanic Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
What was the beginning of the question?
If you believe that the health outcomes is generally in the Hispanic and Latino community, right, are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
You said health?
Health
outcomes?
Yeah, health. Yes.
The option was?
Better, about the same, or worse?
I'd say a bit worse.
Worse. Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I'm sorry. I got distracted again. Sorry.
No, it's okay. No worries. See, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I'd say they're getting a bit better. Yeah, better.
Getting better. Thank you.
Overall, actually. That would be like an overall statement.
Got you. See, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two, right? First one is marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, opioids, and fentanyl, Vapin, and others. Thinking about those, which ones are the most negative impact in the Latino community?
I would say those that are very addictive. I can't really say which ones would be, but I mean, those that are addictive, I would say would affect not just our community, but the next quarter check, right?
We did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Few of them are more addicted than others, right? I don't know which ones you will pick, like maybe ecstasy, ketamine, or heroin, cocaine. I don't know.
I'd say those, let's say the most common ones, maybe. I think what's popular. I'm not really sure what's popular with the Hispanic community.
If you're not sure, no worries. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna just point out maybe I know cocaine's popular in the United States. Maybe that's one to mention.
Thank you.
Heroin would be out here popular too.
I understand. Thank you
from
so
what
much.
I see. And I only say that because I work out here in LA and it's like
I see a lot of these users using
drugs out here, and it's like a mixture of races. It's not really just Hispanic, so that's why I'm like, it's overall affecting.
Overall, it must affect everybody, right? Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, I want to ask you your opinion, right, about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can work on quit cigarettes or less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine, all those products, right? Do you agree or disagree the advance in tobacco harm reductions will improve health in the Hispanic and Latino community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would somewhat agree. Not sure. I mean, yeah, I guess that's just like a more, how do I put it? Common use. No, it's fine right there, it's fine.
Must have been along for a while.
I would say
there's not much to look into. We already know what it is, and it's been going on for quite some time. I feel like if there's more put into it, they're gonna alternate it to where like it might be even worse than what it is now. Because if you think about it, that's something that's natural in a sense. Mm-hmm. And once they start messing with it, they might, like I said, might be more effective to the health than what it is now.
I hear you. See, and about your opinion, do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of American adults who can work on quick cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
I see. Okay. I suppose if it turns out in a good way. Like I said, if it's really going to implement something that's going to be less harmful, yes, I agree.
And would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I guess strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all, right, with the products. What about heat-not-burn tobacco products? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar?
Can you repeat it? What are they again?
Heat-not-burn tobacco products.
Eat, not burn.
Heat.
I'm not familiar
like
with those.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And oral nicotine pouches?
I'm aware of those. That's a good substitute, I suppose.
And would you be very familiar with that? Somewhat familiar?
I'm familiar with that.
Very familiar. That's what you mean?
Yes.
Thank you. And what about e-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar with those too.
Very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Very familiar with those.
Very. Thank you. Thank you, sir. See, I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you know, as you may know, right, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, about a million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly half a million American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting on heart for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful of tobacco, right, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing all this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education in anti-tobacco advertising because of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, into the introduction of a smoking-free alternative to cigarette to the market? Well, which of those do you think is the primary reason for these changes?
I'd say the last one you mentioned.
Introduction of a smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to read you 2 statements, right, about cigarettes and smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with the more. First one, while it made a difficult and quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people and to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of the smoking and to use in the traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescriptions, medications. And the second one says we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through a traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescriptions, medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Which of those two statements would you agree with it?
I'm going to go with the second statement.
Second statement. Thank you, sir. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Which one is more?
Vaping.
Is it vaping?
Yeah, vaping,
oh, okay.
Like V-A-P-I-N-G.
More or less? That's a good question. More? I'd say more.
More. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, thank you. See, now we're almost done with this. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made up about smoking and the importance on the smoking-free tobacco and nicotine. All this alternative to cigarettes, right? Please rate It's using in a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use a number from 0 to 10. First one says, we know that the cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemical known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not carcinogen, while smoking-free tobacco products contains nicotine, which is the addictive, depressant, and less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. How would you rate that one from 0 to 10 in between this statement that I told you right now?
10 being what again?
10. 10, you say?
Yeah, but what does 10 mean again?
Oh, this is in between the cigarette and the nicotine, right? As the statement is saying, the nicotine is like natural, as you say, right? But the cigarette, the complete cigarette contains a variety of chemical and that cause cancer. That's what it's saying, right? And how would you be agree, disagree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree from 0 to 10?
I'd say a 10.
A 10. Thank you. See, let's be clear when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternative. We're not saying they shouldn't quit, right? Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone, right, on the risk of tobacco using a support sensation of force for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage them, encourage all these people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. From 0 to 10, how would you be with this?
I'd say a 10.
A 10 for that one, yeah. Thank you so much for that. And with the medical professionals, we should have access to sciences like information, smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds and thousands of lives, have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. How would you be with that? From 0 to 10.
I'll go with 10 again.
10, right. Thank you, thank you. We're almost done with that, sir. Thank you for your patience. See, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using other drugs like naloxone and Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And when we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills five times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the sciences to show there are less harmful alternatives for adults who smoke could be using, right? We should take the same approach with cigarettes that they take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
How agree would you be with that one from 0 to 10?
I'd give it a 10 too.
A 10 for that one, thank you. And as the last one on this one, it says, many people who smoke today come from minority, right, like population. The nearly half millions of Americans dying from cigarettes every year is not the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can just pretend this isn't happening, that FDA must be instructing doctors to talk about adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. how agree would you be with that one?
I'd say an 8.
An 8. Okay, thank you for that, sir. See, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not write. No worry about that. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree the advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation, supports, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or want quit cigarettes to less harmful smoked tobacco and nicotine products? Would you improve health outcomes in Hispanic and Latino community? Well, how agree would you be with that one? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the government should stop blocking smoking harm reduction strategy focus and helping millions of Americans adults, like who can or want quit cigarettes, right? Which to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products.
Yes, agree.
Would you strongly agree or somewhat disagree? Somewhat agree. I'm sorry.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you for that. In the past 30 years, we have used any of the following products. In the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products, like cigarettes?
Any tobacco? Yes.
Yes, okay. Like smokeless to tobacco such as dip or chew?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Liquor or spirits?
You said liquor?
Yeah, liquor.
And spirits? I don't know what spirits are.
Some kind of drinks, yeah. But have you used liquor maybe or no in the past 30 years? Yeah. Okay, thank you. What about wine?
As well, yes.
Thank you, sir. And oral nicotine pouches?
Nicotine pouch, no.
No, thank you. And pipe tobacco?
Pipe tobacco, I don't think so, no.
No, thank you. And e-cigarettes or vapes?
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. And soda pop? Soda or pop, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And coffee?
Yes.
Thank you. And one I was telling you before, heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
No. Thank you. And cigars?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And beer?
Yes.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, right? What is the last year for schooling that you have completed, sir? I'm sorry.
What is the last year?
Yes.
Like in...
Or how much schooling you have completed?
Community college.
Community college. Thank you so much. Yes. Appreciate it. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm single, not married yet.
I got you.
I do have a partner.
You have a partner.
And my taxes. I'm very single.
Thank you. No, don't worry about that. See, do you have any children under 18 years old or 18 years old living with your household? Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes you or how you think of your current economy situation? wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Working class. Thank you, sir. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Not that I know of.
No. Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban. I think it's considered suburban, right?
Suburban. Thank you. Thank you. And do you,
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No, thank you, sir. See, regardless of how you have previously voted, right, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
That's a good question. I can't recall what I checked off last time. I'm gonna put something else.
Something else. Okay, no worries.
I don't remember.
Thank you for that. See, in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
I believe it was for Biden I voted for.
Biden, thank you. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. I'm not too sure at the moment.
Not too sure. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Perfect, sir. I appreciate your participation. This concludes our survey today. I appreciate your patience with me, sir. Thank you so much for that. And remember, your opinion always counts. And it's very important, right? I also wanted to wish
Sounds
you a
good.
Wonderful rest of the night, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the information, for the questions. Hope it helped. And
Thank
you have
you
a
will.
Good rest of your night, too.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a great night. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.